Welcome to Cat Talk. This is the first episode of the 2023-24 year. I am one of your co-hosts, Adam Thorne. I'm a senior, and I am a co-captain of the tennis team, and I'm here with my co-host,
Shweten Varanasi, and I'm involved in the Pre-Med Society, and I'm also a co-captain of the St. Ignatius tennis team.
And for our first episode this year, we're going to be interviewing different club leaders to ask them what their club is about for the new freshmen to find their place at St. Ignatius. And so we're going to be interviewing people like Mr. Fuchs with pre-law, Ms. Henderson with the Pre-Med Society, and all different sorts of clubs for sports, pre-professional, and many different activities. And now I'm here with Mr. Barker to talk about Academic Challenge. So what is Academic Challenge?
Academic Challenge is sort of a, it's like a sport for the academic set. People like their trivia, people like just learning things. So it's a chance to compete. So that makes it like the sporting events we have here, but you're competing on the academic field. So it's basically about any topic at all, any academic topic or even non-academic topic. They usually call those trash topics. Just like when you're watching Jeopardy, we can ask about anything. And we go to tournaments and we play kind of head to head against other schools, usually four people versus four. So it's a 4-on-4 deal.
And how would that differ from something like Science Olympiad?
I think Science Olympiad, I think, if I understand it, is more focused, and they tell you you're going to be doing these events, whereas in Academic Challenge, you don't know what they're going to ask. That you have a general idea in that they're going to ask about school subjects, and some of the questions get pretty tough. But I think Science Olympiad, it's a little more directed, and you kind of know exactly what they're going to be expecting you to do going in. I could be wrong about that. I don't know if I 100% know what they do in Science Olympiad. But Academic Challenge, you show up and just hope you know the stuff they ask about.
And how many people are on the Academic Challenge team?
So we've been getting in our practices. We practice on Mondays during formation. We've been getting anywhere from, I'd say we've probably been hitting 10 to 18 people. And then for tournaments, usually either we take one or two teams, and that's either four people or five people on a team, so up to 10 people on a tournament.
And is there any sort of studying that you need to do, or is it just kind of based on what you already know?
So we're pretty casual about it here. We don't go crazy. Some schools really do go crazy with it and just go in and just try to memorize everything about a certain topic. What we encourage here is kind of general learning. So if you've got a field that you're really good at, say you're really good at Greek mythology or science or whatever, then that's great to have that kind of person on the team. And what we try to do is mix and match people who have various talents and various strong subjects. And that's really the best thing you can do, is if you have one guy who's really good in English, like whether it be literature and mythology or whatever, and then somebody else might be really good in sports and math or some kind of mixture like that. That's sort of how we approach it. So in general, just the better read you are, if you're a reader, you tend to learn things. And if you're a learner, some people just really like to learn.
And how big are these teams?
So at the tournaments or just in general?
At the tournaments.
At the tournaments. So most schools will bring one or two teams. So it's one or two teams of 4 to 5 players each. But like I said, we have like 18 guys that come regularly. It's just not everybody makes the tournaments.
And if you wanted to join, how would you go about doing that?
Show up on Monday in room 321 in Loyola Hall. 321? Yeah, 321. That's my room. In Loyola Hall, and it's on the third floor. And show up during formation and sign up on the sign-up sheet, and you're in.
Anything you need to bring?
Just bring your brain and a willingness to make mistakes, because you will not know all the answers, but you have to be willing to take a chance now and then.
All right, thank you.
Now I'm here with Mr. Savastano. He runs Clean Team. So what do you do?
The Clean Team is an offshoot of the Green Team, which is our recycling group. But the Clean Team came about 4 years ago when a student heard about, in Sweden, group of people, when they go out and walk, like they just walk around their neighborhood and they see trash, they have a bucket or a bag and a grabber, and they pick up the trash. And so while they're getting exercise, they clean up, you know, they clean up their neighborhood. And so we thought, well, student asked if we could do that here. And I said, why not? So I talked to my my cohort in the Green Team, Mr. McCafferty, and we said, all right, let's do it. So basically once every other week on Thursday after school, the second and fourth Thursdays of the month, we go out. About 20 students come. It's amazing that 20 students want to go out and pick up trash, but it's actually fun. We go out with a 5-gallon bucket and a trash grabber, and we just go around the Ohio City neighborhood, and we pick up trash. We put it in the bucket, and then and the best thing about it is when you're out there, you're having a conversation with either students. I converse with students as we're walking. Students converse with students. You're out there doing good. You're picking up trash, and you're having a conversation with students. That also greatly benefits the Ohio City neighborhood. If you guys walk around, I'm sure you guys can see how much trash is out there, like on along the street, especially by Wendy's or some, you know, food places like that. And the best thing about the clean team is when, and some guy just did this the other day, there was a piece of plastic right on the sewer grate, and he saw that piece of plastic by the sewer grate. And of course, next time it rains, where's that plastic going? Washed down the sewer, out into Lake Erie, right? Well, there he is with his grabber, and he's grabbing that piece of plastic right from the sewer grate, and it stops it from going out into Lake Erie. So that's one of the rewarding things, is you can see that all that trash that you're picking up, right, is just something that's going to eventually make its way out into the lake. And so it benefits the community, benefits the lake. You know, again, you get to converse with students. Students get to converse with students. It's a great thing.
All right. Well, thank you.
Now I'm here with Mr. Yandek to talk about the Ignatian Film Society. So what is the Ignatian Film Society?
Basically, the Ignatian Film Society is just an opportunity for guys to come and check out movies that they've never seen, or different types of films, different types of genres of movies that might be of interest to them.
So how do you guys find the movies that you watch at any given club meeting?
Well, at the start of the school year, I just pick some movies that I think guys might be interested in. Typically movies that I assume they haven't seen, but will draw them in. And then once we get a good group of guys, I put it to them and let them kind of come up with a list of titles. And from there, based on the time of the year or what guys are into, you know, we'll pick something from the list.
And then you guys discuss the movies afterwards?
Sometimes we do. And sometimes the movies are just for fun. Like last year around Christmas time, we had a whole thing about whether Die Hard was a Christmas movie or not. So we watched the movie and then had a discussion about it. Other times, maybe we just pick a comedy that really there's nothing to talk about. It's just more for fun.
And when do you guys meet?
Well, typically we meet Mondays, and we'll meet during the formation period, and then we'll finish the film after school. But based on the group and who's in the group and what day works best, we can always make changes. Of course, Tuesdays and Thursdays are tough because of the new advisory schedule. So Mondays and Fridays are the best days.
And how many kids are in the club?
Well, so far it was just a small group of like three guys. Last year we had over 20. Just did our first film in October, so I'm looking to start it again here in the coming weeks. I'm going to put up flyers, put up posters, send some emails, put in announcements, so hopefully we get some more guys to show up.
And for any student that would want to join, what like are some titles that you've watched in the past so they can get sort of like an idea of what you'd be watching?
Okay, so some of the most popular ones that we've watched: The Usual Suspects, Seven, Die Hard, The Godfather, The Fugitive, Shawshank Redemption, and we watched one horror film last year. Which one was it? We did, I can't think of the name of the movie. Hereditary.
And if someone wants to join the club, should they email you or just come and show up when the club meets?
It'd be great to email, just to let me know they're coming, but they can just show up. It's a drop-in, come when you want, and if you miss a month, that's okay.
Anything they need to bring or can bring, like movie snacks or
movie
anything?
Snacks are always welcome. I try to supply some, I allow students to eat in my room while we watch the movies.
And are there any specific rules for the club that you'd like the students to follow by?
Not really. No, I love movies, and I just want to give guys the opportunity that whether they're movie guys or they just looking for somewhere to go during formation period, come watch a movie.
All right. Is there anything that you'd like to say before we end?
I think movies are great. Movies are a great way to experience literature, experience culture, experience different ideas. And it's a good way to spend some time on a Monday afternoon.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Now I'm here with Ms. Martin, who runs the Harley Quinns and the Build Crew. So first off, what is the Harley Quinns?
So the Harley Quinns are our St. Ignatius theater group. The Harlequins include all of our actors, designers, build crew, and musicians. Everyone who helps put on our two shows for the year.
So what is the show that's coming up?
Our upcoming show is a comedy. It's called Puffs, or Seven Increasingly Eventful Years at a Certain School of Magic and Magic. It is a spoof of a certain beloved children's series about wizards. British wizards, to be specific, and it follows the 7 years of the Puffs, who are a house of magicians who are quirky and just trying to find their way in the world.
And obviously, St. Ignatius is an only guys' school, so what other schools are involved?
So any girl who is high school age can audition for our shows or be in our build crew. So we currently have students for this show from Beaumont, St. Joe's, Magnificat, and in other shows we'll typically have girls from Avon, Lakewood, Beechwood, Brexview, Broadville, all over the place.
And if people wanted to audition for the next play because these auditions are already over, how would they go about doing that?
Yeah, so we're going to be having an audition meeting or interest meeting for anyone who either wanted to join the build crew or wants to be a musician or who wants to audition for the show in the spring at the end of November. I think it's going to be on November 27th. And that'll be kind of the catch-all for whoever wants to audition for the show. But we will be having auditions December 5th through 7th. And we're hoping to get a lot of people who, even if they've never acted or sung or danced before, to come out and give it a go.
And so for the build crew, what exactly do they do for the plays?
Yeah, so we've got a pretty beautiful scene shop located over in the Breen Center, filled with all kinds of wood and tools and all sorts of other things. And what our build crew does is they get together Monday through Thursday. They learn how to use tools, and then they build, and they build all sorts of different stuff. They sometimes get to do electrical stuff. They get to use power tools. Sometimes we weld, all sorts of different things. And then a lot of times, guys and girls who discover they really enjoy being a part of the process can then start branching out into doing lighting design or sound design or electrical. We have students who run our props design or scenic design. People who are interested in engineering will work on all sorts of different things in there. And then members of the build crew will also become our run crew, so guys who are doing stuff backstage during the actual productions.
And so build crew is also the people that cue the musics or the lights or any sort of recordings?
All that stuff, yeah, starts from people who join the build crew.
All right, cool. Thank you.
Yeah, of course.
Now I'm here with Mrs. Reagan to talk about Ignatian Alliance. So what is Ignatian Alliance?
So Ignatius Alliance is an organization. This is our 20th anniversary. And we are a group of students and adults who believe that everyone is a child of God, irrespective of their gender identity, their sexual orientation, their race, their ethnicity. And we are a group of allies who just want to support each other and work towards creating a community where everyone feels welcome and safe at school.
How many students are currently in it?
It varies because it's kind of a drop-in. So if you're free that day and you want to drop in to check it out, that's great. So really we run anywhere from 10 to 30 students.
And what days do you run it?
It's every Monday during formation period in the Companion Center.
Okay, and how did you become a moderator of this?
I've been a moderator for all 17 years that I've been at Ignatius. It used to be called Campus Life, which is kind of a really weird name for it. And we changed the name about almost 10 years ago. But I got involved because if you think about it, Ignatius can be a really hard place for a student who doesn't necessarily feel like they're always welcome. And I wanted to make sure there was a space at school and be involved in a space at school where all students could feel that they are welcome and included and part of our community.
And so during the club, what would usually happen in like a day of it? Is it more of just like hanging out, or do you guys have activities?
That's a good question. It's really very student directed. So if students come in and there's something that they want to talk about, if there's something that they want to get people's perspective on, then we have a conversation. If it's something where they're like, we just want to hang out and enjoy ourselves, we just hang out and chat. We always participate in the Week of Silence that takes place in April. We also do activities with the other gender sexuality alliances at the other local Catholic schools. So like Ed's hosts a Halloween party. Beaumont has a Valentine's party. We go to St. Joe's for a Christmas party. We host something. So it's kind of fun. We have ways to connect with other schools.
And do you have anything else you want to add to this?
Yes. You do not have to identify as a member of the LGBTQ community to be part of Alliance. Alliance should be for anyone who wants to support all students at the school.
All right, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I'm Shwayton, and now I'm here with Ms. Henderson. She runs the Pre-Med Society. So what do you guys do?
The Pre-Med Society, its biggest goal and objective is to really expose students to various fields of medicine. We do that through a pretty, what I would say, broad speaker series. So we invite numerous guests in across the school year from various fields. They give a presentation, there's a Q&A, sometimes they bring instruments in, sometimes they do case studies. And then we've introduced our new simulation lab, so students can have access to workshops such as suturing, intubation, laparoscopy. So it's just a way students can get hands-on experience as well. This year we went on our first field trip since COVID, so those opportunities hopefully will come back into play as well.
So how can someone join the club?
The club's open to anyone, freshman through senior. Whether they're a senior and they want to come for the first time, or they're starting initially right out the gate freshman year, there's nothing more they need to do than look at the daily announcements, and they can come to their first club meeting, sign up. I put them on the Canvas page, and at that point they have access to all kinds of goodies, information, as well as a calendar of upcoming events or meetings.
So what type of shadowing or internship So what type of shadowing or internship opportunities are available to students?
Good question. So I do always encourage students to go out on their own and look for opportunities, because I think actually getting to shadow someone, see what it is like on a day-to-day basis is extremely important. We do offer a summer internship through Retina Associates of Cleveland. That happens at the end of your junior year, so rising seniors would apply to that. Usually 3 to 4 get picked for that position, and they are essentially trained as med tech, and they also get paid, so that's always a perk. But right now, those are some of our opportunities. We do have limited, from time to time, opportunities to shadow other doctors. Recently, we just put 11 guys to shadow at different times, gastroenterologists. So there are other opportunities, but I do encourage the students to find those opportunities as well.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Now I'm here with Mr. Fuchs to talk about Pre-Law Club. So what do you guys do in Pre-Law?
Well, Pre-Law Club is really just for anyone interested in going to law school or paralegal school, or just likes to listen and learn about the law. So we have speakers come in, and usually lawyers, and they talk about their experience on various issues.
So as a math teacher, how did you get into the Pre-Law Club?
Well, actually, before I went and got my teaching license and master's in mathematics, I worked for 5 years as a civil litigator in Columbus, Ohio. I am a member of the 2010 class of the Ohio State University Moritz College of Law when I received my law degree.
And what kind of opportunities does joining Pre-Law Club give to these students?
Provides students kind of who have an interest in the law and maybe pursuing a career in the law to see a little bit about what it's like to be a lawyer, some of the topics that we discuss, and kind of just in general decide if that's where they want to take their career when they go off to college.
And is there any work involved with being in the club? Do you guys do any like practice law or anything like that?
We have been talking with my two student leaders, Vincenzo and Everett, about doing kind of a mock trial amongst the members, which would be kind of involved with doing some debate, arguing, questioning witnesses, that
gotcha.
Kind of thing.
And when do you guys meet?
We meet on Fridays. It's not a regular every Friday kind of thing during activities, and it's probably going to change up a little bit second semester when Mr. Sassetti, who is my co-moderator, is more available after the end of football season, but that information will go out. So keep an eye out in the announcements for our meetings.
And where do you guys meet at?
Right now, we're meeting in Loyola 325. And that may change next semester as well.
Okay, and if a student wants to join, should they send you an email or could they just show up?
They're happy to do. I'm happy to have them do both. It's drop in. They can just show up. But if they want more information, shoot me an email.
All right. Any extra information you want to give on the club?
Yeah, we're open to anyone who's interested in learning more to the law and is just excited about legal topics. And if they have any interests that they might have, to bring them forward. We'd love to hear them.
All right. And that was Mr. Fuchs with Pre-Law. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Hi. Now I'm here with Mr. Johnson, who runs the Model Railroaders Club. So, Mr. Johnson, what does the Model Railroaders Club do?
We collect, build, and display model railroaders of sizes HO and O gauge primarily, but we also have some N gauge and G gauge that we own and occasionally make use of.
So if someone wanted to join the club, do they need to have railroads of their own or trains or anything like that, or can they come and just learn about it?
They can come and learn about it. A lot of students join our club and become railroad fanciers that never really tried it before. They just thought it looked interesting because they see some of the models running and they know that it looks exciting. We meet on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday during the formation period. On Wednesday, we have sort of our business meeting where we talk about what's coming up. On Mondays and Fridays, attendance is less mandatory because that's where you do the actual construction, actually hands-on dealing with the railroaders' pieces and, you know, building stuff. We're working on a four-way modular layout for this semester and into next semester, and we'd love to have some people who want to learn what all these terms mean and jump in with us.
And so you guys designed the track and as well the houses and sort of the city that it would go around?
Yes. A true railroad layout is not just trains and track, but you got to have it look like something that really exists out there in the real world with actual trains and actual buildings. So models include cars and buses and not just track, but places for the cars to drive, you know, roads and bushes and trees and mountains and all the scenery. And, you know, learning how to build all that is part of the fun.
And how big is the club right now?
Right now, we've got about 8 members, and we'd love to have another 8. If we could double our membership up to 16, much more than that, and it starts getting tight because we don't have a classroom size meeting room. We're in room 314A of the main building, which is designed as an office. In fact, it's my office when it's not being used for railroading. And, you know, we fill it with some of the displays.
And how did you become the proctor of this club?
I was approached by a young freshman about 6 years back who knew that I had some interest in trains and said, would I be willing to be the moderator? And ever since, I just jumped in. Yes, I did model railroading when I was a kid, and I reawakened it with getting in with this club and have learned a lot in the last 6 years that I didn't know before.
And so if someone wants to join, should they just come to the club when it meets or should they send you an email?
They can do either one. As I mentioned, room 314A in the main building is the place to come during formation times, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. If they'd rather email me at ajohnson@ignatius.edu to check in, they could do that.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Adam.
Hi, this is Adam Thorne with the iPodcast. I'm here with Mr. Bredeska to talk about Wax Cats.
Good afternoon, Adam.
So what does Wax Cats do?
The Wax Cats group is a music appreciation group at Ignatius where we like to listen to music the way God intended to, on vinyl records. Students are allowed to come to room 413 whenever they like, mostly Mondays during advisory or Wednesdays during advisory. Bring any albums that you have at home, or if you want to just listen, you can listen. We have a library of vinyl records here, too.
So on an average Wax Cats meeting, what kind of music would you listen to, and how long would you guys listen for?
So we'll listen to music for the entire advisory period. Guys will take turns spinning tracks of their own choosing. We've had various kinds of music in here, anywhere from heavy metal to folk to opera to classical to new wave.
Is there any sort of discussion on the music after, or is it more of a listening and that's all?
Usually discussion starts pretty quickly because guys' tastes differ, and they when they hear new stuff, they want to talk about it.
Gotcha. And so all these discussions are respectful and mostly just about what it is, or is it mostly opinionated on what they like and what they don't like?
It's really respectful. It's really based on discovering new music and opening up our eyes to different ways of listening and different genres of music. So it's very positive and very developmental.
So if someone wants to join this club, should they email you or could they just come up whenever?
Just show up. Room 413 on Mondays during advisory and Wednesdays during advisory.
And should they bring anything with them?
If you have albums of your own, you're free to bring them. You can also just come and browse the library and play any tracks that you find interesting.
All right, and that was Mr. Badeska for Wax Cats.
Now we're here with Mr. Bogan, who's one of the coaches of Science Olympiad team. So what is Science Olympiad and what do you do?
So Science Olympiad is an academic competition that involves various topics in science and engineering. It's basically like a track meet. It's called the Olympiad. So there are 23 events. These events involve either taking a test, so you have to learn a certain subject in science, or an engineering event where you have to build something ahead of time and have it calibrated and you test it on site. So we have 15 members on a team, and the team pairs up for each of these 23 events.
So how can you join?
Well, the easiest way is just to email me. Throughout the science building, we have a little QR code to join up. We are just starting. We have actually our first competition this weekend, but we're able to take people anytime during the season. So either contact me at my email address, or if you're in science building, there should be some signs up.
Are there practices during the week or the weekend?
Because most of our team members are doing a lot of other things, we kind of have a flexible practice schedule. So we're available during formation, after school, but we've had scheduled some Saturday practices. Again, they're not mandatory, being prepared is a big part of this competition, just like any other competition. So we try to structure it around people's availability.
So what type of materials do you need for the test and the build event?
So we provide most of the building materials. We're just looking for people who are willing to use their brain power to either try to learn a subject. So for example, we have forestry, so you got to learn about a bunch of over 200, maybe it's 200 trees, and study all that. You actually build your own field guide. So a lot of the test events, you can create note sheets, and then for the engineering events, you got to build it according to specifications, and you got to calibrate it. So it's not just enough to build something; you got to be able to know how it's going to operate, because at the competition, you don't know exactly what you have to do until you get there.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Bogan. You heard him. Join Science Olympiad.
All right. Now I am back again with Mr. Barker to talk about Table Tennis Club. So what is Table Tennis Club?
As you might have guessed, it is a club where we set up in Murphy Gym, 6 table tennis tables, maybe more if we get a few more good tables and nets. And people can show up and we just kind of play. We've been doing sort of a round robin type play so far where we're actually sort of a winner on the table. So you show up, you start playing games, and if you win the game, you kind of move up. If you lose the game, you move down and you play somebody, and eventually you get to somebody at your own level.
So what kind of skill level should a new player expect to be at?
Anywhere you come in is okay. Obviously, if you haven't played before, or if you've just messed around with it and you run into somebody that knows what they're doing, you're going to take a beating, but that's okay. We will arrange it so that eventually you're playing somebody at your own level. Any level at all are welcome.
And do you need your own paddle to come?
It's preferred. Otherwise, you're going to have to borrow one, and that's always tricky because if somebody's playing with his own paddle and he's on the table, then you can't use that person's paddle at that time. So yeah, for sure, bring your own paddle if you got one.
And do you need anything to be there with, like any sort of certain clothes or anything?
Yeah, so we are being kind of strict on this. So it is Murphy, so we want you to have sports shoes, not playing in socks. Can't really play in socks. You'd be slipping all over. And then make sure you wear athletic shorts or sweatpants and a t-shirt. We're just not wearing like the stripped-down school outfit. We're not just taking off our tie and playing in our school shirt. So make sure you have an athletic shirt, shorts, and tennis shoes. and like you mentioned before, bring your own paddle.
And so when does table tennis run?
So we've been meeting, we were able to secure Murphy Gym on Wednesday after school. So we've been running from about three, it takes us about 10 minutes, 10 or 15 minutes to get the table set up. Oh, and that is one of the rules of the club is no one hits a ball until all the tables are up. So we don't want to just be out for ourselves setting up a table and then hitting right away. So we get all six or seven tables set up. That usually takes 10 or 15 minutes. So by that time, it's about 3:15, 3:20. And then we've been hitting from that time until about 4:45 or 5 o'clock on Wednesdays.
I had something I was going to ask.
It is Wednesdays, right? Yeah, it's Wednesdays. Yeah.
And is it true that some of the priests play?
Yes. So Father Rajesh and Father Reem are both really good hitters. They actually have a table set up over in the Jez Res, and they hit there, I think, pretty much nightly. They're playing against each other. They're battling it out. I went over there once, and yeah, they're pretty serious about it. So they're, yeah, real good hitters. Father Rajesh is super tough. Father Reem's got a really good game as well. And they will show up pretty much to every practice. So if you show up, you will end up playing one or both of them, almost guaranteed.
And how many people will generally show up to these?
So we kind of just started about 2 or 3 weeks ago, but we've been getting, we had six tables out and they were all full and there were people waiting. So I'd say anywhere from about 15 to 20, 25 people total.
All right, thank you so much.
Yeah, all right, come on out.